Did I tell you how we met?
No.
On his birthday? Oh, I must have told you that story in one of our sessions. I'm sure I told you the story. It involves your friend Anna Sokolow. I didn't tell you?
No.
And Muriel Rukeyser involved in the story.
No.
I had a friend at Harvard who was a graduate student when I was a, what was I, in the fall of 57, I guess it was. Fall of 57. I was a junior, commencing my junior year. And my most intimate friend then was somebody called I.B. Cohen, an incredibly brilliant graduate student in mathematics and history of science, who knew all about everything, art, poetry, music. And he was sort of 50% phony. He was one of the people I was talking about before, who slung terms around, and half the time turned out he didn't really know what they meant. But half the time he did, and it was he who really introduced me to Gertrude Stein and Picasso, and even some phases of modern music I hadn't heard about.
Yes.
And we were very close friends. And he and I went to the debut recital in Boston of Anna Sokolow, who was about to make a debut in New York, and this was her tour, out of town tryout in Jordan Hall. And we went and we fell in love. We became enormous fans of this girl, and we sang all the music. Alex North was her husband at the time and played the piano for her. And we loved his music and we loved her dancing. And we went backstage like little kids, met her. And we vowed that we would go to New York to see her recital, which was to be on November 14th, a date that will linger long in my memory. Because many things happened on November 14th. It always happened. I don't know why. And we did. We saved up our pfennigs and journeyed to New York. And I.B. had a girlfriend in New York called Muriel Rukeyser, a poet, with whom he slept when he went to New York, or had once, or something. But anyway, she was empowered to get tickets for us by letter. And we arrived, and we were to meet at the box office of this theater. And there she was at the box office. I was thrilled to meet her, because I'd read some poems of hers which I thought were divine. One about silicosis in the mind. And I've even forgotten the name of it. I used to know it by heart. And standing next to her was Aaron Copland. Now, you must understand that I had, by this time, come across Aaron's variations, piano variations, and I thought they were the most extraordinary piece of music I'd ever heard. Wild, dissonant, insane. And I worshipped this wild piece, and I used to play it at parties in empty rooms faster than you could do with a stink bomb. But this was part of my sophomoric period of épaté in the bourgeois. And I just thought it was too wonderfully avant-garde to be able to play this piece and have people flee. And I'd always pictured the composer of this piece as a sort of patriarch, kind of Walt Whitman with a flowing beard. And there stood this youngish man who was, that very day, 37, with this enormous nose and a big toothy grin, and these rimless glasses, exactly what I had not pictured, and devastatingly charming. But I couldn't believe this was Aaron Copland. And he and I chanced to have neighboring seats during Anna Sakharov's debut recital. Muriel Rukaz and El sat in IB, and it was his birthday, and it turned out that he was having some friends over after this recital to his loft on 63rd Street, where Lincoln Center now stands, for the Met. And we were invited, and this was an enormous thrill, to the great master's loft. And the very word loft just thrilled me because it had something so artistical about it, and New York and Garrity. And indeed, it was sort of Garrity. And the place was full of his friends. Paul Bowles and Rudy Blesch was it, the photographer, and I think Virgil. I don't think Virgil. I remember Paul very clearly. Because naturally I got to the piano very early in the game and was given something to drink and I was off. And of course I started by playing Aaron's Variations. And he was absolutely dumbfounded to hear this performance by Harvard Junior of this wildly difficult piece. And he just couldn't get over it. And they kept me at the piano playing all kinds of things for hours. And I became the hero of the party. And that was, again, November 14th, his birthday, Anna Sakharov's debut. And that was sort of my introduction to musical and artistic society in New York. It was quite a wonderful one. I was just on top of the world. And November 14th, 6 years after that, Bruno Walter got sick at the Philharmonic and I had to take over. And it was also November 14th, Aaron's birthday. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing to me now, as I say it, that it was just 6 years after that, after being a mere beginning junior